Yeah, funny thing was that Gavin had no idea how to pilot a ship. I spent some time around boats as a kid, so I got to keep the ship as my own, and we agreed to work together, handling issues that were important to both of us. Susan Drayton, May 7th, 2014. Hello, I am Andrew, and I want to welcome you to Visions of the Past, a podcast all about the lore of Assassin's Creed. This is episode 95, and today we're going to talk about a little-known character by the name of Susan Drayton. When I say little-known character, I mean little-known character, as Susan has only appeared within the Assassin's Creed Initiates website, therein between 2012 and 2015. Why are we looking at a character that doesn't have a lot of information about her, you might be asking? Well, it comes down to what she's been involved in, and the people whose lives she's touched. But before we get into that, we gotta start at the earliest point that we know about her life. That point was 2012, when she broke into the water supply of Prince George, British Columbia, in Canada, Susan's hometown, and she took a sample of new fluoride, a synthetic drug aimed to improve the quality of drinkable water, and she had the intention to leak the chemical composition to the press. Though before she could do this, she was arrested. Before anything could happen to Susan, though, she was saved by Janice, a member of the Canadian Brotherhood of Assassins, who let her own cell in Whistler, British Columbia. Sometime later, Susan worked with Gavin Banks, then the leader of the Assassin Brotherhood, to steal a ship that Susan intended to chase Japanese whalers with. Gavin, on the other hand, wanted to make it a mobile headquarters for the Assassins. The two came to a compromise that saw the two agreeing to work together and for Susan to take control of the ship that they ended up naming the Altair II. One of the missions they went on was the rescuing of Dr. Stephanie Chu from Abstergo agents in Hong Kong. Interestingly enough, this was after Dr. Chu had found out that her father was the one who created new fluoride. After being rescued, Dr. Chu was recruited into the Assassins, becoming the doctor on the Altair II. On September 11th, 2013, the Altair II was docked in Honolulu Harbor within Hawaii, waiting to travel to Osaka, Japan for a mission. When Susan asked Gavin why they were still waiting, Gavin stated that his contact was not responding to any messages. This made Susan wary, and she didn't want to head into an Abstergo trap. Gavin decided at this point to have Eric Cooper take the Altair II to the Philippines to buy weapons directly from gun manufacturers there. The Altair II did finally arrive in Osaka in December, and discovered that the assassin safe houses had been attacked by the local Yakuza, eventually narrowing it down to the Anamoriki Gumi. The assassins began investigating them. Susan herself investigated the local gambling dens on the 12th of December, but returned to the ship after not being able to learn how to play pachinko. It wasn't long, though, and the assassins discovered that the Anamoriki Gumi had been taken over by local assassin mentor Shaco Mochizuki after the local assassins retaliated for the safe house attack by removing the leadership of the Anamoriki Gumi. On New Year's Eve, the Altair II sailed to Tokyo to buy supplies for the next part of their trip. Here, Eric Cooper invited mentor Mochizuki aboard the ship, embarrassing Susan, because Seiko expressed dismay at the state of the ship. Though, under Seiko's direction, Susan and Eric cleaned up the ship, and then were treated to homemade tashikoshi saba. In March of 2014, the Altair II completed a mission in Moscow that ended up with the Russian assassin Galina Voronina joining the crew as Gavin's enforcer. After this mission, Gavin gave Susan the mission of finding the location of William Miles, based on a clue that he left in his journal. After figuring out the clue, they ended up at a hidden bunker in Norway, and on May 1st, 2014, the Altair II docked at this bunker. Rebecca Crane started upgrading the Altair II's systems while at the bunker, and discovered that there was a spy on the ship, uploading reports to a database ran by a group that called themselves the Initiates. The crew of the ship, including Susan, but, excluding Gavin and Galina, were confined to their quarters until they were interrogated and cleared of suspicion by William Miles, On May 7th, Susan herself was interrogated, telling William about her recruitment and how she met Gavin. Eventually, the conversation turned to Susan's thoughts on the initiates, and if she thought they had a cause worth fighting for. Susan responded that they seemed smart, but that she did not think they had a cause, passion, or reason to even exist, as far as she could tell. Shortly after this, the spies were found out to be Eric Cooper and Dr. Stephanie Chu. But after this, there is no information within the series about Susan Drayton. I assume she's still the captain of the Altair 2 in 2018, when the ship took Layla and her cell to Santorini while they were searching for Atlantis. But her name was never mentioned within Assassin's Creed Odyssey or Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Susan isn't a character like Gavin Banks, Victoria Babeau, or even Galina Voronina, in that they were first shown in a book or on initiates, and then showed up in other places. This is the only place that I've seen Susan show up, and that's a shame. She comes off in initiates as competent and a passionate assassin, working to save the world against people that would destroy it in her eyes. Even her ship came back and was mentioned without her. It is one of those things where they could have just said something quick about Susan needing to leave the Mediterranean because of the attack from Abstergo. But what's even more a shame to me is that she wasn't mentioned in Assassin's Creed Gold when Gavin is a major player. I think there has been multiple times that we could have seen her show up instead of just a mention of the ship. Sure, there's a chance that she died in the 4 years between her interrogation and the Altair 2 going to Santorini, but what's the worst part is that she just ceased to exist. No explanation of what happened, and I think that does a disservice to the character, especially when that mission to Santorini in particular had Victoria Babeau on it, and the last time we saw her before that game was as a Templar sympathizer. I hope we get to see more of Susan, especially with the blank slate that we're given at the end of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. But what are your thoughts on Susan Drayton? Let me know on Twitter at visions_AC. I want to thank you for joining me again today. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday for new episodes. If you love stories about Assassin's Creed lore, please tell your friends and follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform. If you want to support this podcast and help provide for new episodes, go ahead and buy me a cup of coffee at bit.ly/visionscoffee. If you have any questions about Assassin's Creed or topics that you'd like me to cover, please feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at visions_AC, or you can check out my TikTok at Visions of the Past Podcast, and you can find all those links in the show notes below. And one more thing before we get out of here, the anniversary special is coming along very nicely. I'm excited to show everyone what is coming out, and I will admit it's going to be longer and a little bit different, though I'm not yet ready to announce exactly what it is, but that will be coming shortly. And until next time, my assassin friends, make sure to follow the creed, and to those Templars listening, may the Father of Understanding guide you.